Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 27th of February, recording at 8:54 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. And this is my second audio of the day. I did one around noon earlier on. Okay, first the highlights. Well, it's been pretty much a bloodbath in stock markets, least of all in Asia, despite this whole sell-off having been sparked by the decline of over 9% for China's main stock market indices this morning. And that's coming right off a new high. In other words, the Shanghai A-Share Index, which I'm using as an illustration here today, actually touched a new high for the year on the opening before going into this steep rout. Now, we have had warnings on the part of China that it was trying to curb speculation. Mostly that was in property, but it does appear to have had a cumulative effect. But I'm not sticking with the highlights, so let me get back to those. The selling in Asia outside of China was comparatively subdued relative to what's happened in Europe and the Americas. And one stock market that I've seen, Taiwan, actually rose fractionally on the day, which is amazing given its proximity to China. The European markets have been hit hard. Declines well into 2%, occasionally 3%, as high as 3.79% in Sweden today. These are big downward dynamics. The U.S. stock market isn't quite closed, and it's off the lows, but the Dow is down 500 points at one stage. It's currently down 370, and that's nearly 3%. The S&P is currently down 46. I'll try to remember to run through those just on the close. But again, very big downward dynamics. Brazil is currently down 6%. Mexico currently down 5%. I'm in here. Against that background, not surprisingly, government bonds have rallied, not as strongly in gilts as one might have expected, but this is certainly the type of environment that will cause the so-called flight to quality, dubious quality, in my view, as you know, but can lift the bond markets, which had steadied recently anyway. Now, in precious metals, it's been a real roller coaster ride in here. They held reasonably steady early on in the day, then started to come off. Then from about 4 o'clock, at around 4 o'clock, they staged a complete recovery. Platinum was actually up $14 at one stage. Gold moved to the plus side, as did silver. Maybe silver got back close to square. But they had done that with the help of a weak dollar, and which is interesting in its own right, more on that in a moment, and also a strong oil price, because the oil price got up to $62.25 at one stage today. But then oil started to weaken. The dollar stayed weak, but oil prices started to come off again, and a second wave of selling was hitting Wall Street, and the precious metals really crumbled. And as I speak, we've got silver, May silver, down 62, and we've got gold down 26.80. It takes bullion back to 659.75. So these are big downward dynamics. The least damage in platinum, which is only down 7 as I speak. Industrial metals, some of them were steady, but that was in earlier trading, and I would expect them to weaken tomorrow. Tin, for instance, was higher, but copper weakened in here today, down 11.50 as I speak. So really, the contagion factor that prompted me to sell all of my metal positions and to close out Japan and then stops took me out of some other positions has the contagion effect has been quite dramatic. I wish I'd closed absolutely everything, as I believe Owen did, although he's on holiday right now. But I had spoken to him earlier in the day, and the grains and beans, not surprisingly, were hit in here today. I was stopped out of some of those where I had in the money profits, but I still have some of those positions. I'm not too worried about that because I've gone from a lot of gearing to minimal gearing. Okay, but back to the markets. What's going on here? Where are we in the overall cycle? Well, I'm afraid that the stock market correction that I thought was a real possibility sometime within the April to October time frame, I'm afraid that correction commenced today with China's action. And that the downward dynamics that we have seen in Europe and the Americas today really are backbreakers in terms of investor sentiment. Now, early on today, when markets were quite weak, you might have seen on some of the TV channels that people were coming forward, as they normally do, to say, well, we're still bullish, we just think this is a little bit of a squall. Well, I think it's a big squall. So this is certainly a correction. The way I usually describe this is to say that given the downward dynamics, that they have capped the stock market uptrends for at least the short term. Well, I think it's going to be the medium term as well, because at times today's action at its worst, and I guess we're getting Wall Street closing out now, down it's down 400 points on the Dow. Now that's it was, as I said, it was down just over 500 points at one stage, but this has had the look of a crash. I hate to use the crash word, but it has certainly looked and felt like that at times today, although obviously nothing like what we saw in 87, and I don't think we'll see that either. But I had said this morning that I felt that the reaction correction, while it had commenced, would probably be less severe than what we saw in May and June. I'm not so sure now, but what I do feel is that the Federal Reserve, first and foremost among central banks, will be extremely alarmed by this action. And well, they would not mind an orderly stock market correction if the rout continues here tomorrow. And I would expect some heavy selling in parts of Asia. And I think China's government would have to pull a rabbit out of the hat here to steady nerves there. And if they don't do that, and we get, as I expect, pretty heavy selling across Asia tomorrow, which kind of blinked in here today, did nothing, did very little, then I think that creates the environment for that to roll on into European trading and then on into North American trading. As I said, the U.S. government and the Fed will be very, very concerned about this, because the last thing the U.S. can afford right now is to have a confidence-sapping stock market sell-off. So one of the things that I assume will take place is that if it looks like, if it shapes up that that's exactly what's occurring, a confidence sapping sell-off, then I think it's very, very likely that the US will move in and through the Fed and throw a lot of liquidity at these markets. And they've certainly done that before. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if they went in and supported the market. Now, that's no reason for complacency in here today, because this definitely looked panicky today, and it's going to be a restless night for a number of leveraged investors here. But again, I'd just say that we certainly have a correction underway. This is no more reaction and ranging stuff. This is a correction in the form of mean reversion back to those 200-day moving averages that I've illustrated and that you can create for yourself on those weekly charts. I'm illustrating in copy that I'm going to put up not too long after the audio. I'm illustrating with daily charts because I think it's important to see the downward dynamics that have occurred today. And those moves are sufficiently sharp to have a bit of a to have a shock impact on investors, and that causes demand to dry up, and then that means that you get a downdraft in terms of in terms of selling pressure. In other words, there's no buying or very little buying to offset the selling that's actually occurring. Okay. Now, what are the implications for this? Well, the implications are that the bonds rally while stock markets are weak. And I don't incidentally think that this is the beginning of some bear market. I mean, anything's possible in markets, as you know, but I doubt that. I doubt that very much. This is the correction, but it's coming at least a month before I thought that we would actually be seeing it. Now, so bonds rally while stock markets are weak. Interestingly, the dollar has been weak in here today, not against everything, but it has certainly been weak against the yen, some unwinding of the carry trade. It's certainly weak against the Swiss franc and also the euro. In here today, the US dollar index is down 48 ticks to 83.45, so that's continuing on its overall downtrend. And that's a bit of a change from what we've seen in the past, because previously, when you got a global fright, we would see investors moving money into the US. American investors bringing money home, and foreign investors often moving into the US. But sadly, the US is, as I've said before, is viewed as higher risk today, although it doesn't have the sometimes compensating factor of high beta. Although certainly there's a bit of beta in today's sell-off. Now, there is a risk through the carry trade getting squeezed. Now, the way that would work, the yen is strengthened as some leveraged traders have closed out positions and therefore unwound their carry trade here today. And as the yen strengthens, that creates a bit of a double whammy because speculators who have used the carry trade, and this is mostly hedge funds and bank trading rooms. So the people who have done that are in a potential double bind because they see the assets that they bought, and people were buying, not shorting things. They see the assets that they bought falling in value, and the currency that they borrowed in is appreciating in value. So that can lead to more closing of carry trade positions. Just creating a bit of a self-feeding sell-off. Now, what about precious metals? Well, contagion is the biggest risk in here once a squall like this starts. You saw this last May and June when precious metals, which were a good deal more overextended then than they are today, but they were hit pretty hard, and people just scramble to become liquid. It's a bit indiscriminate. Now, someone had said to me this afternoon, well, the last thing you want to sell is your gold and silver. Well, in terms of long-term positions, that's probably true, but I certainly closed out all my gold and silver and other precious metal positions because I was highly leveraged. And once I'd absorbed the shock of China's action and had not seen anything that was particularly China-centric about it, and seeing the knock-on effect that it was starting to have in other stock markets, moved quickly on the basis that if you're going to panic, panic early, to deleverage my account. I did say that I wasn't going to sell my investment positions. I'll regret that temporarily, as we see a if we see a full-fledged correction in stock markets, which is quite likely. But frankly, I've just cashed up in my trading account, and I'm in a position to be quite an aggressive buyer. And once the dust settles, in terms of some of my favorite investment themes, Asian emerging markets, Japan, resources, investments through mining shares, and so on. And I will do that once again. But I seldom trade out of my long-term investment positions. I will if I think there's a full-scale bear market on offer, but not if I'm just expecting a correction that lasts a few months at most. And I think that with the correction starting this early on, that I say right now that I expect most stock markets to be higher by the end of the year than they are today. But in the short term, and perhaps the medium term, the risk is to the downside. What else to mention here? The same thing, the same contagion factor will certainly lead to some unwinding of positions in some of these soft commodity trades that have been doing quite well recently, but they've got pretty bullish fundamentals behind them, and again, if anything goes wrong in the growing season, they can still do quite well. Well, gosh, never a dull moment in these markets, is there? And today may be a little bit too much excitement, but I hope you came through it in terms of your certainly where your trading positions in reasonably good condition. Certainly, if the stops were in place, that would have been the case, or if you did any early preemptive closure of positions overall. So it's not the end of the world, but it is a correction. Meanwhile, all the very best to you. More tomorrow.